John Frost is joining me this morning. John is a longtime police officer, detective, and friend of mine for many years, and he's running for Carbondale mayor. And John, first off, it's good to see you, buddy. How you been?
I've been good. Tom did real fine.
That's what I like to hear. I think the last time you and I were together, we were seeing which one could get to the other person faster with a pistol or a knife in the lobby.
Well,
I think we scared some of the staff.
I think we did, too.
Because we were talking about policeman safety. But here, John, you know, I thought when you said, you know, Tom, I'm retiring, I thought you were going to stay retired, John.
Well, I did, Tom, and the sheriff's office called me, and I work 45 hours every 2 weeks over there at the sheriff's office now. So I have a lot of extra time on my hands, and I seen some things at Carterville that I wasn't really satisfied with. So,
well, we talking about bureaucracy? We talking about money? We talking about road construction? What are we talking about?
Money, road construction, some things that I see that, you know, unless you jump in and try to change things, you just don't you don't have any choice unless you just jump in there and try to change them.
Lifelong resident in Carterville, John?
No, I've not lived in Carterville but about 30 years.
Only
30. My wife is a lifelong resident of Carterville.
Right.
Has lived there all her life and kind of fell in love with the place.
You know, that hometown type of feel in the small town, but you working in the police office and detective as you did, I think you have to know a little bit about Carterville is that because of the size of the town, there's a level of intimacy in the town and its administration you don't see in other places. And I think that allows you to see things that maybe if you were just down at the police department and never walked out of there, but it wasn't like that in Carbondale. Police and fire together. And
we worked in the fire department together, worked together several years until they moved us out. But Tom, we were pretty intimate with one another. I mean, as far as, you know, I walked the streets and talked with people, got to know the residents, got to know a lot of the people in town, and a lot of people in town knew me.
Right, and still do.
And still do.
But here's the thing. When it comes to specifics, what are we talking about that has you troubled enough, John, for you to come out of retirement to run for government office, to run for mayor of Carterville, Illinois? What if you're going to take something that I'm going to change, this is something that bothers me. I mean, give me some specifics about what you hope to accomplish.
I see some the sewer plant hasn't been upgraded in several years, and I see where that needs to be done. I see that that has to be done right away, actually. I also see that our city government, everything is run through the general fund. I would like to see our city departments have a budget. The departments right now don't have a budget. They have to come to the city council to ask for money.
Right.
I've never been in any place that never had a budget. Even at our church, we work off of budgeting. I was on the trustee board at the church for years, and we set up budgeting and everything there. The whole time I worked for the police department, the whole 24 years I worked there, we never worked with a budget. I would like to see budgets set up and let each administrative office have an idea of what they have to. This is the kind of money they have to work with. I would like to see that set up. I would like to see some of the spending cut back because I think there's a lot of spending there that's unnecessary.
Right.
But I also see that if each department has a budget, there's a lot of money out here in grants. And grants can't be applied for without budgets. So I think we could train some people to apply for grants. There's a lot of grants out there online.
Right. You're talking about probably federal grants at
federal
this point.
Federal grants at this point. State of Illinois is broke.
You know, if you apply for a grant, they actually come and take your money.
They come and take your money. That's exactly right.
You've got enough money to buy stamps, you've got money.
Right.
But I've seen some of these on social media in particular talking about some of the money. In particular, I saw a question that I didn't understand, John, about a $1,000 check, and some of the items were published on Facebook, papers that said, where's this money?
Tom, I'm not the guy I didn't post that social media. That's not me.
Somebody.
The guy that's posting that, I'm not backing him. I'm not having anything to do with his postings. He's doing most of that, or in fact, he's doing all of that on his own.
Okay. Well, I was kind of curious about that because I'd seen it,
I've seen it. He's going through FOIA requests and doing a lot of that on his own. I'm not having anything to do with that. I'm getting a lot of blame for that, I'm not the one that's doing it.
Okay.
And I laugh about it because people are saying, you're the one that's there. You're the one that's – no, I'm not. I've noticed that it's a guy by the name of Wesley Lehman is the one that's doing those. He and I have had our rounds. We've had our troubles. He and I have been nose to nose.
Right.
Especially when I worked for the police department. There was things he did that I didn't agree with, and he didn't agree with some of my comments. And, of course, that's normal with
police officer
with
and law enforcement.
Police officer and law enforcement.
What about going forward? Because here's the thing. Whether you're aware of it or not, John, I don't know if I told you. I bought a house in Carterville.
Well, I'm glad for you.
And I came back for the same reason that you wanted to be mayor. I'd lived here for a long time. You knew that.
I did.
Because, said you were in law enforcement. So knew where Miller lived. Moved out of town for a while. When I picked where I wanted to move to, of course, the radio station being here helps. This is where I want to live. Small town. Intimate. I know the people. I feel like I can go anywhere I want to go. I think a lot of people want that kind of thing. What is in Carterville's future? That if you're a homeowner, you live here, and you're elected mayor, what do you hope to accomplish that would affect somebody who's just a resident of Carterville, somebody who lives, maybe goes to the school or works here, maybe it's a bedroom community, they work in Carbondale, they live in Marion. What's the future? And we're not talking dog parks here. What's the future of Carterville?
I would like to see Carterville grow. I would like to see businesses come into town. And I would like to see businesses that Carbondale doesn't have. I would like to see businesses that Marion don't have. Let's face facts. Right now we have our business community is going to, or our residents are going to Carbondale. Our residents are going to Marion and spending their money. Let's get them to spend money in Carterville. Because if we spend it in Carterville, that's where our business is at.
Right, because your number one tax-based store in Carterville is Motomart.
That's correct.
A gas station convenience store is your number one source of tax base from retail sales.
That's correct.
I guess we need to make it specific.
Well, IGA is a small store, but how many Carterville residents do you see shopping at Walmart? How many Carterville residents do you see in Marion buying their groceries?
Right.
Or at Carbondale.
Yeah.
They're going to go there because we need something with a tax base that attracts business.
Right. To be able to add to the city coffers. So, and one of the items, especially in these times with the state of Illinois, you got to look forward. It just seems that the Carterville, I don't hear about money problems in Carterville. I don't hear about it. I mean, I'm saying we don't have enough and we're not making payroll, that kind of stuff, John.
We are making payroll. We're making payroll with the money. Carterville is the money that's coming in. There's more going out than what's coming in, Tom.
Yeah.
But I also see, that we do need more money coming in to meet those payrolls. But I also believe that the mayor's elected by the people of Carterville. And I think that he's hired by the citizens of Carterville, and I think the citizens of Carterville ought to have a voice.
I'll tell you what, coming up, John Frost, along with his opponent, the incumbent Brad Robinson, will be March 21st, 7 p.m. at the Carterville High School Gym, Blyer Auditorium. Do we call this a debate, a forum? What's the proper term, John?
They're calling it a debate.
Okay. So this is a great opportunity for Dan and hear these two problems square off. Nothing more important than a local election, John.
That's right.
Nothing more important.